And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. We hope you are doing well. The rain has moved out of the area, and it's starting to dry out there, but it will be very hot out there today. A high of near 90, and we're talking about heat indices near 100. And joining us in studio this morning from Coffeyville's Reawakening, we have Denise York. And Denise, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle. Looking forward to that 100-degree
afternoon,
that, right?
That's just exactly what we wanted. So,
yep.
I think it's a good idea. Should everybody stay in air conditioning today? All right. So, Denise, we had a few things here on the docket. And the first thing we're going to talk about, of course, is the movie night that is going to be happening tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, we've got Frozen for all the little kids that
like
that thing. Yep. So we've got activities and entertainment before the movie. It's going to start around 7:30, so starting to gear down. So maybe it'll be cooler tomorrow night. I'm not sure what the weather's supposed
so.
To be. But, but always, I just want to remind people that if we do have a weather issue or anything with the movie, that we normally do it the following Friday. So I don't know if rain's going to pop up or not.
I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow, but I think it's supposed to rain during the morning hours, not during the night hours, which
that way
be
the
good.
Humidity gets built up really by the time
you're
ready to go out there.
So, exactly.
And there'll be concessions available. So,
well, it'll be frozen, so that means maybe the movie will make everybody feel nice and cool. So there we go.
And I think we've got some guest appearances from maybe some characters that might be
very
coming
nice.
In. So check that one out,
That's
too.
That's going to be exciting. So, again, Frozen tomorrow night for the Midland Night at the Movies. Also, you have some contest winners you'd like to announce.
Right. We always have the Midland Monday and then the Reawakening History on Thursday. So, since I wasn't on last week, I wanted to announce Jamie Weber won Midland Monday a couple weeks ago where, he received free Vaughn the Ville tickets, which was a great show if you didn't make it there. And I think he was supposed to comment on his favorite theatrical performance or live concert. And he came up with Frozen Jr. and Rock of Ages because I think his kids were in those performances. And his concerts was a toss-up between Garth Brooks and Pearl Jam.
Oh, very nice.
So he won those tickets. This week, I think if you go on and comment about Frozen, you have a chance to win combo passes to the Dalton Museum and the Brown Mansion. So make sure that you get on there and do that before tomorrow night. And I don't know what's coming up with the Reawakened History tomorrow, so we'll have to wait and see what Shanna gets posted.
All right. So, and also, I know it may seem a little early, but it's never too early to get this started. Christmas on the Plaza.
Never too early. You know, we're in the planning stages of it. So if you want to jump in and help, volunteer. We're always looking for vendors. So go to the Coffeyville's Reawakening Facebook page, send us a note. But we will be starting hot and heavy on that, getting it ready to go.
Well, I'll tell you why. Everybody wants
second
to think,
year, yep.
Everybody wants to think about Christmas as hot as it is right now. So it makes us feel cooler. And last year's was a great success, was it not?
It was. It was fantastic for first year. You know, Shannon and I don't think we really knew what we were doing. We were just throwing things out there. This year, we've got a lot more help coming in. So hopefully we can make it bigger and better than it was each year. We are looking at trying to get the Christmas tree another 2 feet.
There we go. It gets taller and bigger every year, huh?
Yeah, there may be some issues this year. I think things are on backlog, transportation due to COVID and everything.
And that's why you got to get started early. So
we do have to get started early. So hopefully we'll be able to kick that up another 2 feet. And then we will be looking, you know, for some help from some donors to get that done. So
all right, so Christmas on the Plaza now in the beginning stages of being planned. Also, there are some events coming up.
Yeah, September. I mean, we've had a lot, you know, with Fair and Interstate, the rodeo and everything just getting over with, Vaughn the Ville, hauntings, everything that was going on. September, we've got a few things. We've got the Cruise Coffeyville that will be coming in. The Hispanic Heritage Festival, that's a new one for this year. It's being planned for downtown. I don't have the dates on all these, so maybe next week I can bring those in. And then there's going to be a 9/11 remembrance out at Waller Johnson Park on that Saturday, 9/11. I've got to get more information on that, too. But it's a group of the churches getting together for prayer. And I think they're going to have some activities for kids, bouncy houses and everything. So I'll get more information and get it to you guys. And then, of course, Dalton Days will be coming up in October. But, yep, just a lot more things to look forward to.
Yeah, and like you said, the return of the Dalton Days last year got canceled because of COVID, but looks like we're going to have that once again.
Wood, yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Knock on all the wood. So, all right. So those are some events coming up. And also, like you said, you're always looking for volunteers to help out with things.
Always. You know, help with Christmas on the Plaza, the Dalton Museum, Brown Mansion. We could use, you know, some help with tour guides or things along those lines. It might be more of a commitment. That's maybe 3-hour shifts once a week, you know, if you have the time, if kids are going back to school and you don't want to sit there and watch soap operas or whatever we watch nowadays, I don't even know. But, you know, get a hold of us. We could use you.
All right. So if they want to get a hold of you, though, and if they would like to volunteer, how can they do that?
Best way is Facebook pages, you know, the Coffeeville's Reawakening, the Midland Theater Facebook page. I Love Coffeeville. We'll get you to the chamber. The city, Coffeeville's Reawakening, a lot of our websites. So, or they can always call at 620-252-5861 or stop in at 115 West 9th, which is Coffeeville's Reawakening building.
All right. Well, Denise, thank you so much for coming in today. We always appreciate it. We love having you in. And we will talk to you again here next week.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Now it's time for Agriculture Today.